We started discussing yesterday the mitzvah derabbanan of netilas yadayim before eating bread, and we pointed out a striking gemara maseches sota that tells us that a person who is mezalzel, who is not meticulous about washing his hands before he eats bread, is ki'ilu bo'al zona. It's on the same level as being a bo'al zona. Very striking, striking gemara. And you have other gemaras also that laud and indicate a zgula in washing hands before eating bread. There's a gemara maseches Shabbos on Davayim Beis that tells us, kol hamezalzel benetilas yadayim, the person does not take netilas yadayim seriously, magia lidei anius. It is a sgula for poverty. And then the Gemara continues and says, Rav Chisda was very careful about the mitzvah, and he was zoche la'ashius. Again, apparently the idea is that the world is a world of asiyah, and our hands are the instruments of the asiyah, of parnasa, and so forth, and therefore perhaps a correlation. If you have a sense of taharas yadayim and kedush in your hands, then you'll be zoche to the products of your hands will be successful. If it's a sgula, a schus for parnasa. The Gemara in Erevin describes Rabbi Akiva, well known at the end of his life. He was jailed by the Romans, and someone brought him food and drink, and they brought him enough water to go ahead and drink and to wash his hands until he had died. The jailer, as a way of persecuting Rabbi Akiva, spilled half the drink. And now he had a choice of spilled half the water, either to drink the water that was available or to use it for netilas yadayim. And again, it was very, very difficult conditions, a real potential suffix sakana. And Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara describes, he actually used the water for netilas yadayim and not for the shtiyah, highlighting again the importance of the mitzvah of netilas yadayim before bread. Okay, so in terms of some of the halachos of netilas yadayim. So when you're washing your hands, how much of your hands do you have to wash? This is a major machlokes rishonim. The Rashi and the Rosh, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, say basically all you have to wash is your fingers up until your knuckles, the fingers. That's what really handles the bread, your fingers. Whereas the Rif and the Rambam say you have to wash your hands up until your wrist, including your palm, including the part of your hand below your fingers. That entire amount has to be washed. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simin, Kuf Samach Aleph Halacha Dalid, that in terms of Netilas Yadayim, Shir Netilas Yadayim, Kol Hayad Ad Kona Shel Zroa, until the wrist, the entire hand, up until the wrist should be washed Netilas Yadayim. The Yeshomrim, then he quotes the Yeshomrim, Ad Makam Ha'etzbos, L'Kaf Hayad, just the area of the fingers. So what do? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, V'roi Linho Kedas Rishon. It is proper to wash your hands up until the wrist, the entire hand, every area of your hand, like the position of the Rif and the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that in a case where there's a limited amount of water, so you're not going to have enough water, let's say, to wash the entire amount, or there are a lot of people using a limited amount of water in such a case, b'shas hadchak, then you can rely on the lenient position and just wash your fingers. But mikra din, one should strive to wash the entire hand. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be chayv in netilas yadayim? Let's say you're just going to have a little amount of bread, not a lot, just a piece of crust. Are you chayv in the mitzvah of netilas yadayim? So once again, you have a machlokes haposkim regarding this issue. There's one sheet in Poskim that say no matter how much bread you have to have, you're going to eat even a crumb. You're chayv in netilas yadayim. That's the position of the Mogen Avram. There are others who say there's a linkage between the amount you eat for a bracha achrona and the amount you have to eat in order to be chayv netilas yadayim, and that's the shir of kezayis. And then you have the most lenient view. This is the view of the Rokeach, quoted by the Beis Yosef, is you have to have a shir of a kabetza, a suda's worth, an egg's worth of food that's much more than a kezayis, in order to be chayv in the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. So how do we paskin? So we try and accommodate all shitos. We try and accommodate all shitos, which means as follows. We're only going to make a bracha of al netilas yadayim if you are having the higher shear. In other words, if you're going to eat a bread, a beitz's worth, let's say at least one slice of bread, then you're going to wash your hands with a bracha, because we're going to accommodate that sheet in terms of the bracha. However, misafek, since you have other shittas, even a crumb, even a kezayis, you'll still be chayv netilas yadayim. But if you're only going to have, let's say, a half a slice of bread, you're going to be chayv netilas yadayim. The minhag is, the practice is to wash your hands, but do not make a bracha, because safek brachos lahakel, and therefore you only make a bracha if you're anticipating eating a kabetza of bread, but you'll still wash nonetheless. In terms of the water, how much water do you need to wash your hands? So obviously we said you have to get your wrist covered. But let's say you have tiny little hands. So is there a minimum amount of water you're supposed to spill on your hands? And the answer is yes. Simin kuf nun tes halacha aleph. You have to use at least a revius worth of water on your hands. A revius is, let's say, about the size of those standard plastic cups. At least two-thirds of a standard plastic cup is would be a revius, approximately, give or take. You have to use water that is clear, clean water. To use, let's say, tea, which already does not look like water, to use fruit juice, that is not good, even if it's a lot of water, mostly water, but once it's changed colors, it is not fit for netilas yadayim. And if you have water that has been used for a malacha, and now you want to use that same water for netilas yadayim, if it's already been used for some other purpose, you're not allowed to use it for netilas yadayim. This is found in Simin Kuf Samach Halacha Beis. So, for example, now most times you're going to use water, it's going to be soiled. You know, you're not going to use laundry water for netilas yadayim because that's already soiled water. But you could have water that's been used for some other purpose and is not soiled. For example, the post can discuss, let's say you have a baby bottle that's too hot. And you want to cool the baby bottle down, so you put it in you take a washing cup, you fill it up with water, and now you put the baby bottle in the water in the washing cup in order to cool the baby bottle down. Now I want to use that same water. It's perfectly clean. I want to use that same water for netilas yadayim. Since that water has been used for a malacha, it's served an alternative function already. It's been used to cool down the baby bottle. So now it's no longer valid for netilas yadayim. Any water that's nasa b'malacha is no longer valid for netilas yadayim. The most significant issues that arise halacha l'maisa when it comes to netilas yadayim is regarding the kli itself. Can you use disposable items for netilas yadayim? And can you just wash your hands? Let's say you have no kli. Can you wash your hands from a faucet? Is that valid for netilas yadayim? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss those two issues tomorrow. One second, there's a gentleman wants to make a quick announcement.